From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The House has passed a bill that would overhaul the nation's financial regulatory system. John Coffey teaches security law at Columbia University. He says the measure would allow the government to dismantle failing financial institutions and to regulate so-called too-big-to-fail companies.
Lehman's and Bear Stearns, cases like that, show that we just can't afford to deal with a financial institution that goes bankrupt through the slow-paced bankruptcy system. So this will enable the government to quickly liquidate, wind up, and resolve the claims of a financial institution that fails.
Coffey called the overhaul of financial regulations the most sweeping in our lifetime. President Obama is urging the Senate to pass the bill. The CIA has canceled a controversial contract with a private security firm working in Pakistan. The contract allowed the company to load missiles on predator drones that target terrorists. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The Predator program targets al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. The CIA says agency director Leon Panetta canceled a contract with Blackwater, now known as Z, earlier this year. Intelligence officials confirmed that the contract involved using Blackwater employees to load missiles on the drones. Government workers are now handling that job. The U.S. has significantly stepped up the use of drone missile strikes in Pakistan over the past 12 months. News of the canceled contract followed the CIA's earlier denials that Blackwater operatives were involved several years ago in covert U.S. operations in Iraq and Afghanistan to capture and kill insurgent leaders. A CIA spokesman says Blackwater is only involved in a security or support role. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
At the Copenhagen climate talks, small island states worrying about rising sea levels say the global warming deal under discussion is not nearly ambitious enough. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
An alliance of small island states has put forward a proposal in Copenhagen that calls for a rapid and dramatic reduction in greenhouse gas emissions over the next 10 years. Ambassador Antonio Lima of Cape Verde says the industrialized world's goal of limiting global warming by 2 degrees Celsius is a political target and doesn't take into account how much the world could change under that scenario.
We are not negotiating economics. We are not negotiating business. We are negotiating our survival.
There's some chance that even if global warming is limited by the 2-degree goal, ice sheets will melt and low-lying nations will simply disappear under the sea. The talks continue next week. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 65 points to close at 10,471. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost a fraction of a point. This is NPR News. The U.S. Commerce Department reports retail sales rose 1.3% in November, the healthiest advance since August, and more than double the increase economists had expected. But retailers are still concerned that this will be a lackluster holiday shopping season. Shoppers crowded malls for deep discounts over Thanksgiving weekend, but many consumers have been slow to return. Some analysts say the industry could suffer its second straight year of holiday season sales declines. The First Lady of South Carolina has filed for divorce from Governor Mark Sanford after he confessed months ago to having an affair. Greg Collard reports from member station WFAE in Charlotte.
Jenny Sanford actually found out about her husband's affair several months before his secret trip to Argentina last summer that ignited a media circus. She moved out of the governor's mansion several weeks later. During that time, the governor told reporters he wanted to save his marriage, even while referring to his mistress as his soulmate. There was also the publication of love letter emails between the governor and his lover. Still, Mrs. Sanford said she was willing to give him another chance. But the First Lady now says she's filing for divorce after many unsuccessful attempts at reconciliation. The Sanfords have been married for 20 years. Mrs. Sanford also served as her husband's campaign manager in successful races for governor and Congress. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.
Golf pro Tiger Woods says he's taking an indefinite leave from the sport to work on his personal life. A statement on Woods' website says he's going to focus on being a better husband, father, and person. He says he needs time to try to repair some of the damage he's caused. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.